okay, tomorrow I can just have salads and green juice, and that's all I'm gonna have, and that will make it all better. And you don't need to do that. Welcome back. I hope you're all having an awesome week and staying busy and staying active. I know it's getting to that time of year here in North Carolina, and it may be where you are too, where it is so hot out and it's humid all the time. And so if it's like that wherever you are, I hope you're hanging in there. I hope you're finding ways to kind of still stay cool and be able to get outside. I know that here I'm struggling, but the bright side is that it cools down at night and stays light out here till like 9 p.m. right now. So when I am able to go outside, I'll go usually either in the morning or at night and just kind of try to get some steps in and stay active. The gym is still closed here too, so it's like really, it's getting difficult. But if you're feeling that same struggle, I am right there with you. I know I do not like when it's this hot out. Definitely more of a fan of like the spring or the fall when it stays in the 70s. But anyways, I've complained enough about that for now, so let's get into it. Today's topic is going to be how to treat yourself and not feel guilty about it. I thought this was pretty appropriate because we just had 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And it just so happened to fall on a Saturday, which is awesome. But also, a lot of us were able to celebrate from like Friday to Sunday. So I just want to talk about like how to feel not guilty and how to just move on from it if you've had a weekend or a day or even just a meal that wasn't exactly the healthiest. So the reason that I don't necessarily like following like a certain diet or a specific meal plan is because it can be really difficult in your mind to recover from like a quote unquote cheat meal or getting off track. And honestly, I don't believe in cheat meals. I don't believe in cheat days. I think they're kind of bogus. You can treat yourself whenever you want. I treat myself every single day to something that may not be the healthiest thing in the world, but it's never caused me to gain weight. It's never sabotaged my results. Being able to treat myself and to have a balanced diet and to have a balanced lifestyle has been seriously the key for me to maintaining a sustainable, healthy lifestyle. I wake up every day, I literally have no idea what I'm gonna eat, and I do tend to have a lot of the same foods every day. So I'll sort of have an idea, but for example, where I live, they bring in a lot of food trucks for the residents, especially since this whole coronavirus thing started happening. So usually like a couple of times a week, they'll bring in a food truck on site so we can go down and get something to eat. Rarely do we know more than a couple of hours in advance, if we even get a couple of hours. Sometimes it's usually like within the hour they'll tell us. So they have all sorts of different things that come in. They'll have food trucks. That's what I just said, of course. They'll have ice cream. They have sushi. Sometimes they have like barbecue, burgers, all sorts of things. And so if I decide like I want to go get an ice cream, I'll go get it. Honestly, like 9 times out of 10, I really don't want it. And I'll just ignore the email. But when I do want it, that 10% of the time, I just go get it and I eat it. I don't think about how many calories are in it. I don't think about all the sugar. I really don't care, to be honest with you. I just eat it, I enjoy it, and I move on with the day. And that's what I want for you. Because it is not worth spending your life stressing about calories or sugar or macronutrients. It's really not worth it. You deserve to just eat those foods, you like them, enjoy them, and move on. So I'll give you another example about an entire day pretty recently for me that was pretty terrible as far as diet goes. The other day, it was my boyfriend's birthday, and we went out for breakfast. And I had 2 southern biscuits, an omelet, and home fries, and I cleared that entire plate, which is super rare for me. Usually I'll have to, like, I'll eat it all eventually, but it takes me a while. I don't know, I get full really quickly. But anyways, I had that, and then for lunch I had some lentils and an avocado, so that wasn't bad, that was good. And then for dinner I had an entire pizza, fries, a beer and topped it off with cookie cake. So that's where it all kind of went downhill for me. And now when I eat like this, don't get me wrong, I don't always feel the best throughout the day just because I do genuinely enjoy eating foods that make me feel good and make me feel energized. But I did anticipate and prepare for this to be a subpar day as far as nutrition goes. And honestly, when I woke up the next morning, I woke up, went out to the kitchen and saw the cookie cake there, and I had that for breakfast. So I didn't even pick up the next day and necessarily have the greatest start to the day. But after that, I got more on track and I had a healthy rest of the day. And I say this so that you know that even people in the fitness industry, even professionals, health professionals have these types of days too. It's normal. And that's what makes a relationship with food healthy. And from there on out for the next couple of days, I kind of had all my cravings for sweets, all my cravings for fried food satisfied. And I didn't really want them. I was kind of burnt out from them. And I had a pretty solid next few days as far as nutrient dense foods went. And then I just moved on with the day. And that was it. It was all fine. Nothing crazy or dramatic happened. Don't let one bad day ruin everything for you. And that's the main reason I hate fad diets so much. Because if you have one day of eating differently, meaning one day of not being completely paleo or keto or whatever diet you're doing, you kind of feel like you go off the rails. You end up quitting because after you've messed up one time, a lot of people in their heads just say like, oh, what's the point? I might as well just go off the rails and forget about this. And that's not true at all. So let's talk about some ways to overcome the guilt that you're feeling. And this goes for somebody who's following a specific diet, whether that be paleo, keto, plant-based, vegan, vegetarian, or whether it just be somebody who's overall trying to live a more healthy and sustainable lifestyle. This applies to either of you. So, some ways to overcome this. The first thing I want you to think about, and this is my favorite thing to do, is just reflect on the past. So, how many times have you had a slice of cake, or you had a beer, or you had fries, or pizza, or whatever it is, and I mean, for me, it's more than I can even remember or even reflect on. But now reflect on where you're at now and just think, did those treats make me completely unable to progress with my diet or with my goals more so? And if you're saying yes, it's probably because you're having a little too many of them, maybe indulging a little bit too much. But for the majority of us, I mean, if I ate a slice of cake right now, it wouldn't ruin anything for me. It would be completely fine. So just putting that into perspective, I think, goes a long way. Another thing that I think is really helpful when it comes to overcoming this is stop tracking every calorie, especially on these days. When you have a day like my boyfriend's birthday where we pretty much ate out every meal, I knew it wasn't going to be a good day for nutrition. I would not even dare to track those calories. Why? Because I'm just going to sit there and not enjoy what I'm eating. I'm going to feel guilty and bad about it the whole time. And I don't need that. I just want to be able to go out and have a good time and not pay attention to it. So just think of other things. Did you have a good day? Did you enjoy the time with your friends or your family? And did you eat some of your favorite foods? And if that's the case, that's great. That is how it's supposed to be. There are some things in life, actually, there are a lot of things in life that are way more important than how many calories you're consuming on a special day, on a holiday, on a day that you get yourself one of your favorite foods. Just enjoy it. Now, the main thing here and the thing that I think I'm trying to get across in this whole episode is that if that's a daily thing, then that's kind of a different, that's a different problem. But we're talking about treating yourself here. And my last piece of advice is just move on and have a good day tomorrow. Fill your next few days with nutrient dense and yummy foods. Don't restrict yourself. don't lower the amount of calories that you're consuming the next day, and don't go on and only drink like green juice for the next 4 days. Just pick up where you left off with eating nutrient-dense and filling foods, and I promise you, you haven't lost any progress. I think a lot of us tend to think, like, okay, if we had a really off day the day before, it was a holiday, we had hamburgers, hot dogs, different types of salads like pasta salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, cupcakes, whatever. We had all these treats. And then we think, okay, tomorrow I can just have salads and green juice, and that's all I'm going to have, and that will make it all better. And you don't need to do that. You really don't. If you want to have a green juice and that will make you feel better, go ahead. But you also need to be pairing that with the same nutrient-dense foods that you eat every other day. So don't restrict the amount of calories that you're having, and don't restrict the foods that you're eating just because you had one day full of less nutrient-dense. Overall, my point is, don't beat yourself up over enjoying a holiday or a quote-unquote cheat day, or just having a full day of yummy foods for literally no reason at all. You gotta live life. Don't spend a whole birthday party or a whole holiday sitting there worrying about how many calories you're consuming or your macronutrients. It's perfectly healthy and very normal to be able to kind of let go of things and just enjoy yourself for the day. That's what developing a healthy relationship with food means. And it means being able to really enjoy it and not think twice about it and move on with your day. I've been there at like a birthday party or a family party or whatever, where I'm like on my tracking app trying to track every little thing that I ate, and it will drive me crazy if I couldn't figure out exactly what was in the food that I was consuming, or like I couldn't find that restaurant on my app. And it just shows that you're not very present. You're not engaging in the conversations around you. You're just so just worried about this food the whole time. So don't let that happen to you. Just enjoy it, and you will be able to move on with your day and not worry about it ruining your progress, because I promise it did not ruin your progress. Thank you so much for listening. As always, please rate and subscribe to this podcast if you're enjoying the episodes. I appreciate you all, and I hope you have a great week.